Juno currently charges 5% in local sales taxes. That's made up of both permanent and temporary taxes that help pay for general government costs, some specific voter-approved projects, and community priorities. But if voters pass the proposed seasonal sales tax system, consumers would instead pay a 7.5% tax in the summer from April through September, and a 3.5% tax in the winter from October through March. Neil Steininger proposed the new system alongside two other assembly members. At an Assembly Finance Committee meeting on Wednesday, he said it will help lower the cost of living for Junoites, while also taking greater advantage of the millions of tourists that come to town.
That just makes the most sense. It's easiest setting the seasons as winter and summer. That's the most kind of logical for what we're trying to accomplish here, which is shifting tax burden between year-round residents and summer visitors.
Steininger says boosting the amount consumers pay in taxes during the summer means the city would take in more money during that period. Then that extra money could be used to offset the cost of exempting food and utilities from taxes. Other Southeast Alaska towns like Ketchikan, Sitka, and Skagway have similar seasonal sales tax structures already in place. The proposal comes as the Assembly looks to increase residential water and sewer rates by 5% annually over the next 5 years. That's to fund critical repairs to the city's water and sewer systems. The proposed food tax exemption would be applied to items under the same definition as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as SNAP or food stamps. But unlike SNAP, anyone would be eligible for the tax exemption, regardless of income. Many economists say that taxes on food hit low-income people the hardest. Assemblymember Alicia Huskandes agrees.
At the end of the day, when someone's paying their grocery bill and their utility bills, those are just the real cost of living expenses. That's what it costs to exist in the community.
But not everyone is on board with the idea. Assemblymember Wade Bryson was concerned it would negatively impact local business owners like himself.
One business has many things that service it, and if you raise the cost of every single one of those services, you get a greater increase in cost on that business.
He found a particular issue with how large the tax jump between the seasons would be.
We're going to mess up the tax rate. We're going to make it complicated. We're going to make a burden on the local businesses. So I don't see how raising the cost for 99% of our businesses in our community doesn't have a negative consequence for the cost of living.
Even if the Assembly doesn't move forward with bringing the seasonal sales tax question to voters, a new Juno advocacy group called the Affordable Juno Coalition is currently collecting signatures to exempt essential foods and residential utilities from sales tax. But that proposal doesn't have a mechanism for recouping the loss in sales tax revenue to the city's budget, meaning the city would likely have to cut back on spending to make up for the lost revenue. The proposed seasonal rates aren't final. The Assembly has until late July to take public testimony and decide whether to put the question on the ballot. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.